Pardon?
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Nice job.
Thank
Win
you,
number
thank
two.
You.
Talk about tonight and talk a little bit about before the game. What was it like in that locker room? What were you guys, what was the feeling like, the emotions like before the game?
I think just transferred over from the other night. I think the feelings and emotions were very similar. I think from the outset, from the drop of the puck, we were all over them. I think we stuck to our game for a longer period of time. They started to get a little bit undisciplined. And I think that we didn't retaliate. You know, we didn't chirp at the refs. And I was really happy with that. You know, I'm sure Coach was as well, so.
You personally were in such a groove last night. Were you glad that this game came up right away, game two, within 24 hours?
Yeah, I think when you can play back-to-back, it's pretty good. You know, you're in a rhythm, you know, and you set a groove. Just seeing the puck well and just transferring it over to tonight.
How big was that 5-on-3 kill in the second period? You know, that's a big chance for them to grab the lead, but you guys stopped them and then scored right away after that.
Yeah, it was huge. I mean, the guys played it perfectly. You know, Bones, I think it was Bones and Svedi, and I forget one other, but maybe Johnson. But they let me see, you know, both shots, and I think they only had two shots on that 5-on-3 power play, so we pretty much nullified, you know, any attempt they had. And, you know, that's something that we've been working on all year, and to finally have it pay dividends here in the playoffs is it's pretty nice.
So the last few times you guys saw Chicago in the regular season, Chicago scored about 10 goals in those two games. How does it feel to hold them to just 3 in these last two?
It feels great, obviously. They have a lot of good skill, you know, in Peary, Polkinen, Ika. They have guys that can shoot the puck, but I think when we have back pressure through the middle, we kind of limit their chances. You know, they like to move the puck up, or they like to move the puck a lot up top when they're entering. So I think when we have that back pressure, it really eliminates that chance for them. And it's just a night and day difference between those last few games of the season and these past two games.
What was it like playing in front of that crowd and getting the game started with the anthem too?
Oh, it was pretty amazing. When I first heard the anthem in Chicago, it was pretty special, and definitely really special here tonight as well, so it's pretty cool.
That third period, they didn't have too many shots on goal. Obviously, the defense in front of you was amazing in that third period. So does it hurt or help to stay engaged in that kind of game in that moment?
It's definitely challenging when you don't see a lot of shots. When you see more shots, you're engaged, obviously. But yeah, I mean, it just, you kind of have to work more away from the play and not, you got to let the puck come to you. So when you're not having that many shots, you can kind of overwork and your mind can get in the way. But one thing that works for me is just when the puck's on the other end, tracking it, following it with my head and just focusing on like breathing and stuff that calm me down. So that's what I do.
You just got the killer instinct, you think, to go finish them off on Thursday? Is it big to get it done, kind of step on their necks or whatever?
I think it's one of the hardest things is to end a team's season. We have had experience with that in college the past few years when we were in the playoffs. We played a really hungry UNH team, and that was one of the most challenging things to do. So I think we're going to take a deep breath tonight, enjoy it when we go to bed tonight. It's eliminated. It's a race from our minds, and we have to go back and earn it.
What's your confidence level like after these two games?
Just pretty even keel. I mean, it's probably pretty trite, but you can't overlook any game. You know, you can't be too amped up about, oh, I had a past two games, so I don't have to work. So, like I said, the other question, you have to earn it. You know, when you go to bed that night, anything that happened during the day is, it's pretty much over. So that's the way I approach it, and that's the way I look at it.
You've been on three different teams at three different levels this hockey season. Yeah. How are you able to adapt and fit into all these different styles and teams of hockey?
It's definitely challenging, but I think when you have such great players and such character guys in the locker room, it really makes it easy, very welcoming, and that's a reflection of our organization. They bring in quality guys, you know, from the top down, so it was really easy everywhere I was this year.
I mean, for you personally, if we told you at the start of the year that you were going to end up being the number one goalie in the NHL, AHL playoffs, would you have believed it, do you think?
I don't know. I tend not to look too far ahead or expect anything, but yeah, it does seem pretty far-fetched from where I began. So I'm just grateful for the opportunity and to be here playing right now, especially because so many guys aren't playing right now. So definitely grateful.
Thanks, Colin.
Thanks, Colin.